They were tough and worked tirelessly, as so many immigrants from that generation did. The story, as it was passed down to us, is that great-grandpa Joe was seriously injured in a farming accident later in life and died of a broken back. Joe and Mary's son, John, married a girl named Rose, the daughter of another Little Falls-based Polish immigrant family. When it came time to look for work, the two of them moved to South St. Paul, where the stockyards offered opportunities for anyone willing to work hard in conditions that weren't always optimal. The Union stockyards received all manner of livestock, but the primary three were sheep, cattle, and hogs. In 1911, more than 700,000 sheep were sold in the yards, along with 900,000 hogs and more than 500,000 cattle. By 1918, the numbers rose to 1.5 million cattle and more than 3 million hogs. Stop for a moment and imagine how many trucks it took driving in from farms in North and South Dakota, Wisconsin, and all over Minnesota to transport those animals. Imagine how many men were needed to unload those trucks and move the animals into their pens. Pens that were stretched out side by side over hundreds of acres, squares and rectangles that when seen from above looked like a giant patchwork quilt covering the earth. Try to envision how many men it took to make sure all those animals, millions of them, had food and water. Think of the daily grind to get the job done under the hot summer sun and through the bitter Minnesota winters. And just imagine the conditions in the bowels of the meat processing plants in the days before air conditioning. The Dakota County Historical Society Museum, just down the street from the Coop, has a fantastic panoramic exhibit that details all of it, including a station where you can try your hand at one of the less glamorous jobs those plants provided, stuffing pig's feet into mason jars. The museum has a timer set up so you can see just how fast you can do it. Workers were expected to fill 4 jars every minute in order to earn $8 a day. The best of the best pigfoot stuffers could fill 7 jars every 60 seconds, earning bonuses that would kick them up to $11 a day. Imagine the feel of those hacked-off feet in your hands. The museum uses plastic feet, but those workers were grasping the real things. Think of the stress on your hands, on your back, filling a jar every 15 seconds, day in and day out, week after week. This is the kind of stuff my grandparents were doing when they moved to South St. Paul. It was a hard life, but it was a way to scrape by and support their family. Together, John and Rose had 10 children, one of whom, Eugene, would turn out to be my father. My dad was born in 1923. Gene, as everyone called him, grew up to become a truck driver. He, too, would build his life not...